Carolina, Shabin Tosafur, Shlema Pinchas, Vivin Rivka, Daniel Ben Fruma, Mordechai Zeb, Ben Fega, Pesoch, Sharchol, Yisrael. Parshas Korach, Parshas Korach, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, very connected to Parshas Korach. However, we're going to quote a pasuk that's not found in Parshas Korach that actually connects with Parshas Korach. If you look later on in Sefer Bamidbar, Perichavov, Pasuk Chavalef, the pasuk says, "Uvnei Korach lo mesu." When the sons of Korach didn't die, when they're having the whole showdown between Moshe and Korach, Korach's sons didn't die. Rashi famously quotes the Medrash and the Gemara. What happened to them? They were involved in the plan at first, by the time of the dispute, when the time when they were sucked in by the ground, as we were going to read in Shlishi the Shabbos, Yirharu tshuva, believe him, they had thoughts of tshuva in their heart, lefichach, nispatzer lehem makom gavoa begehenim. A high place was fortified for them in Gehenim, the Yoshusham, and they resided there. What is going on in this message of Bnei Korach Lomesu? What is the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu right over here? Number two, you know, we're only a few months away from the Yom HaNoiran, and we know that right before Tekiyah Shofar, we read a very specific Perek of Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalet, and the Perek starts off, before Tekiyah Shofar, we say it seven times, Lam Natzeach Divnei Korach Maskil. And they talk about the beginning of the children of Korach. You think about before Tekiyah Shofar, you think about, you know, something, Shalas Memam Akim, something crazy, something huge, something big. We're talking about Bnei Korach before Tekiyah Shofar. Why Daku before Shofar? So there's two questions. Bnei Korach Lomesu, what's the message that we're trying to, Chodesh Baruch Hu is trying to see, teach us? And number two, right before Tekiyah Shofar, why are we Davka mentioning this Perek of Tehillim of Lam Natzeach Livnei Korach? So last year, I had the unbelievable privilege to be able to sit down with Rabbi Zulun Charlap Shlita of Yeshiva University. And we had a tremendous, tremendous, almost four-hour meeting. And we were talking about a specific Gemara in Sota, and a specific Tosos in Sota. Tosos in Sota is found in Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph. And what happens is that Tosos, with the Divar HaMaskos, V'chim Ahadar Apeh Mitzubur Mayomar, he quotes a Rabbeinu Gershom. The Shiltos, first he quotes the Shiltos Parshas Vayikach Korach. The Shiltos says there, Tosos quotes, Kohen She'avod Avodos Chachavim Lo Yises Kapav. A Kohen that serves Avodah Zarah cannot come do it anymore once he does tshuva. The gora mehurag es nefesh. Because what happened? He basically caused his soul to be killed. So at the end of the day, we know the Gemara in Brachas tells us, Kovein shaharag es nefesh, lo yises kapav. So a kohen that kills, according to the Shiltos, is not, according to the Gemara, a kohen that kills physically, you're not allowed to duchen. Says the Shiltos, it's the same thing when a Kohen serves Avodah Zarah. You did tshuva, you still killed, you still, some sort of spiritual killing, you can't come back. However, that's only the Shiltos. Rabbeinu Gershom, the Ma'or HaGola, says Tosos, he was the light of the Golas. Heshiv b'tshuvasov, he explains in his tshuvas, denos a kapov v'kore rishon b'torah. He says a Kohen that comes back, he was a mumar, and he had a Avodas Chachamim, he served a Avodah Zarah, and he came back, whether he was a Mumar or Avodas Chachamim, whether he served a Avodah Zarah, or whether a Mumar, he was a heretic, he could come, and if he does real tshuva, he's a full-fledged Kohen now. Korishon Betorit, he came with the Chazar B'tshuva, Chozer Likdusha, so because he did tshuva, his Kedusha actually returned. Rabbi Gershom actually argues on the Shiltos. Rabbi Charlap, Rabbi Simon likes to say in Hilchos Avelos, when we were learning Hilchos Avelos, Rabbi Chalap wanted to say that maybe Rabbeinu Gershom held like this because of his own personal life. Rabbeinu Gershom held that if someone who's a mumar, a heretic, or someone who served Avodah Zarah, and they were a Kohen, and they came back to Yiddishkeit, they can now duchen. Why? Because their holiness returned. Says Rabbi Chalap, why does Rabbeinu Gershom hold like this? Because of his own personal life. There's two traditions that this what the story goes down. Basically, what happened, Rabbeinu Gershom, and his own son, his personal son, actually became a mumar. And the version that I heard, is that he actually died as a mumar, and Rabbeinu Gershom actually sat shiva for 14 days. Says Rabbi Chalap, he sat, he became a mumar 7 days for the, he sat seven days of Shiva for the guf of the son, and 7 days for the neshama. So says Rabbi Chalap, maybe at the time, he said maybe Rabbi Gershom held like this because of his own personal life, that even though his son was off the derech and he died this way, at the end of the day, we always believe in the kedusha of always returning. And at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Gershom's son, one of the versions says it that he didn't return. Another version says that he did return, and then he did shua, and then he died. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Chalap wanted to say, the main me Rabbeinu Gershom held this because his own son became a mumar. When I talked to Rabbi Chalap now last year about it, he didn't seem so convinced anymore, but he said he did speak it out with Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rabbi Gorelick. He said the Rav maybe agreed, but Rabbi Gorelick didn't agree that someone's own personal life would make them pass in a certain way. But end of the day, whether he had this view about a Kohen who was a Mumar served Avodah Zarah, and that he did tshuva, whether they had the full fledged status of Kohen, whether or not, whatever the details are, the message is true. That when a Jew decides that to be able to turn the next page, be able to have a recalculation in their life, a Jew can always come back. And that's the whole avoda of Nekorach Lamesu. Mamash, they're in the ground. Korach's sons were mamash in the ground. It was all over. It was finished. They realized that Moshe was right. They realized that Chodesh Baruch Hu was right. And even at the last second they did tshuva, they were able to be able to go back to a very high place. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, why is it that we read Perek Mem Dalet right before Tekiah Shofar? Because we're all like B'nai Korach, right then and there. We looked at the whole year, and there were definitely times we messed up. And right now, it's the last few seconds, the last minutes of Tavshin Ayin Zayin. It's the last minutes right before we're being judged for the next year. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't think that you can't still do tshuva in the next 10 seconds, the next 5 minutes, in the next 7 Lamatzeach Livnei Korachs. You can. Just like Korach's children came back when they were inside, so too you. And I think that's a very, very powerful message. It seems like, you know, it's never too early to get ready for the Yom Naran. But we know we start off with saying, B'nai Korach lo mesu. Why dafk is it that they didn't die? What's the message? And number two, why dafk do we read this before Tekiah Shofar? Because it's all one message. A Jew can always come back. And even, and says Rabbeinu Gershom, and that we're not talking about his own personal life. We're talking about just the psak, right? I was only about Rabbi Chalap's, maybe his opinion, but then he said later in his life that he wasn't so sure about that. That was true or not. But the message true says Rabbeinu Gershom, who is the Ma'or HaGolatos, says, the Noise Kap of the Kore Rishon B'Torah, the Kemen the Chazer B'Tshuva, if the Kohen does Tshuva, he gets the first Aliyah. He gets the Duchen again. And what the Chazer B'Tshuva, Chozer L'Kishah, so his Kedusha comes back. Whether or not Rabbeinu Gershom's son actually was a mumer or not a mumer, it's not important for now. But the message is true. A Jew can always come back. A Jew's holiness can always be returned. Just to be able to end over the story, I love saying the story, and we haven't mentioned it in a while. There's a story that there was once a Jew who got very, very rich, at let's say 19, 20 years old. He left his family, and he said at the end of the day, he didn't need them anymore. He left Yiddishkeit. And he got married, he had kids, and he became very, very wealthy. He was very, very prosperous, and he did very, very well. Unfortunately, four or five years went by, and he made a couple of wrong deals. His wife left him, and everything went downhill. And at the end of the day, who can you always go try to go back to? Try to go back to your parents. He didn't speak to them for the past 5, 6 years, whatever it was. And he wrote them a letter in the mail, and he said, you know, I'm coming now on this date on a train. If you still want me, if you still believe in me, if you still care about me, let me know. Maybe just put a white flag by the train station, and then I'll know that you still want me, and I'll come over. But if not, if I don't see a white flag, I'll just continue on the train. And he's on the train, and his mom is, he's so nervous the whole time. He doesn't know whether it's going to be a white flag there or not. A guy starts talking to him, what's going on, tells him this whole story. They're one stop away, he could barely breathe. Finally, they get to the train station, and he told the guy he met on the train, I can't look. Tell me if there's a white flag. And he said, you have to open your eyes. And he said there wasn't only one white flag, but there were hundreds and hundreds of white flags covering all of the trees. And he got off the train, and he met his family, and everything, Baruch Hashem, worked out for him. Every single one of us, come the Yom HaNaran, coming even now 2 months before,
we have to remember this message. We could, just like the guy could always come back to his parents, and he has those white balloons, those white flowers, the white flags, the white representing teshuva, of cleaning, of cleansing, of coming back to your source. So too, every one of us could always come back, just like Uvnei Korach lo mesu. We can always come back. And whether Rabbeinu Gershom's son was a mumer or not a mumer, that's not important. What is important is the message Rabbeinu Gershom was trying to hold. And I very much would like, if you've listened to this, look at this Tosus inside. And Sota Lamatesam and Aleph, that's the last one on the bottom. And Rabbeinu Gershom, who's the Maor HaGola, the Nosek Kap of the Kor Rishon B'Torah. When someone does tshuva, he gets the first Aliyah and Kedushah. Why? They came in the Chazer B'Tshuva, Chozer L'Tushavsach. When the Jew returns, his Kiddush comes back to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to believe in ourselves, to believe that we can rectify, to believe we could always come back to our Father, we could always run back to Him, Be'ez Hashem. The more we believe in ourselves, the more we believe in always us, for us returning to Kadosh Baruch Hu and make those amends, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu will share with us much bracha, Be'ez Hashem, great things. Be'ez Hashem, have a beautiful Shabbos Kiddush.